Good afternoon, contractors. Today is Wednesday, April 1st. While we continue to put out daily emails and audio files between the two chapters during these times, every Wednesday we will update you on the current books for Locals 110, 292, and 343. In Local 110, there are 118 apprentices and 208 Book 1 JWs available for work. In Local 292, there are 100 apprentices and 368 Book 1 JWs available for work. And in Local 343, there are 39 apprentices and 123 Book 1 JWs available for work. As we mentioned yesterday, Jeff Fagan, the General Counsel for NECA National, hosted a webinar covering the legal issues electrical contractors are facing related to COVID-19. The webinar covered construction impacts, FFCRA, and the CARES Act. As FFCRA continues to be the most common talking point amongst contractors, we are going to cover that again today. The following questions are the most frequently asked questions regarding FFCRA, and here is how they were answered during the webinar. Question 1. If a contractor closes a work site either before or after April 1, does it still have to pay sick leave or expanded family and medical leave? No. If employees are sent home because of no work, there is no requirement to pay sick leave or expanded family medical leave. Employees can, however, apply for unemployment. Those unemployment benefits are governed by state law. Question 2. If a contractor furloughs an employee on or after April 1, does it need to pay sick leave or expanded family and medical leave? The answer to that is no. If there is no work, the employee is not entitled to sick leave. However, they are entitled to unemployment. Question 3. Can a contractor furlough some employees, but remain open for others while not paying furloughed employees the FFCRA wages? Yes. If done for business necessity, those employees furloughed are no longer employees and are not entitled to wage payments under the FFCRA. Question 4. Is the mandatory paid leave just wages or benefits as well? In other words, are fringe benefits in the CBA, regardless of how they are calculated, owed on the pay either from the FMLA or the Emergency Sick Leave Act? The FFCRA only speaks to wages and health benefits. Health benefits in place must be maintained. Other fringes depend on CBA and trust documents that govern those benefits and payment calculations. We do know from legislation that the amendment to the FFCRA expands the credit to include the employer's cost of providing health care coverage to employees during a leave under the Emergency Paid Family Medical Leave Act and under the Paid Sick Leave Act. This applies to the amount an employer paid to the health plan coverage on an employee with such a paid leave, which is excluded from an employee's gross income for federal tax purposes. Cost of group health plan coverage for an employee on such leave is added to the wages paid on the qualifying paid leave, and credit is reimbursed for that. Trustees say NEBF benefits must be maintained on the gross labor payroll attributed to the FFCRA wages. NECA is working on a guidance sheet that ties in with the recommendations from the DOL dealing with FFCRA. We will make that available to you as soon as it is ready. The slides from the entire webinar are attached to the email. Thank you for listening, everyone, and enjoy your evenings.